We are focusing this afternoon on the events that occurred last night in Lewiston, Maine. A last report, 18 people dead, 13 injured in a mass shooting at two locations there. The suspected shooter is still on the loose. Parts of Maine still under a lockdown and shelter-in-place orders. We're going to talk with a number of people in this hour, including school counselor Nancy Snowdeal from the Brewer Community School. But right now, joining us on the telephone line, two members of the Maine chapter of Moms Demand Action. Let's first welcome in Issa Conroy Morton. Issa, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
And also Kathleen McFadden joining us. Kathleen, thank you for being with us.
I'm happy to be here, not under these circumstances, but thank you for having us.
Well, I want to talk about, the question that we're all grappling with, which is how did it happen here? But the reality is, both of you know, is that this kind of thing can and does happen anywhere in America.
Absolutely does. I'm devastated. I'm sad. I'm frustrated. Living under the constant threat of gun violence is not freedom.
Well, you make a great point there. Issa, I want to ask you this. For those who aren't aware of Moms Demand Action, can you explain what the mission of your organization is?
Absolutely. So Moms Demand Action is a nonpartisan grassroots movement to make sure that we're doing all that we can to ensure that our communities are safe and that we are reducing the impact and incidence of gun violence, and that we're taking the appropriate action and steps to do all we can to increase culture and community of gun safety and responsible gun ownership.
And am I right that there is a chapter in every state in America?
That is right.
All 50 states.
Well, that is wonderful. Kathleen, what are some of the basic things that you would think reasonable people could agree on? What are some of the what we would think of as reasonable gun control laws that Moms Demand Action would support?
Well, we know, first of all, it takes courage, leadership, and political will to change the trajectory of gun violence. And we need to elect people willing to lead on this. Assault weapons clearly do not belong on civilian streets. We need to reinstate the assault weapons ban. That's first and foremost. There is no place for weapons of war on a civilian street.
Well, that seems certainly like common sense to me. Now, Issa, Maine is an open carry law, some of the most lax gun regulations in the state, but we also have a high population of gun ownership and a number of gun owners who would say most gun owners are responsible, have gone through hunter safety courses and that kind of thing. But the incident last night points out that we have to protect our people from those who don't do what the majority of gun owners do.
You're absolutely right, and I think that's a really important point to make, is that responsible gun owners support common sense gun laws, and that's what we're all striving to make sure that we implement within our state. The reality is that Maine has weak gun laws, and lawmakers have actively rejected efforts to make them stronger. Our state does not require background checks on all gun sales. We do not have an extreme risk law, the red flag law. We do not prohibit violent domestic abusers to relinquish all their illegal guns. We do not limit magazine capacity. We do not require concealed carry permits. So there's so many small, again, common sense things that we can do as a society, as a community, including responsible gun owners that support these efforts to make sure that we are proactively doing what we can to minimize these risks.
So, and I'll ask this to both of you, what can individual citizens do to have our voices be heard? What's the message that we can give to our elected representatives?
Lead on this issue. You know, all too often we hear, oh, we won't get reelected. That's a red herring. Lead on the issue. Speak from a place of compassion, common sense, and knowledge, rather than hiding behind, the fear-mongering and the rhetoric of the gun lobby. I think the average citizen needs to get more involved, pay attention. There's always calls to action. And lawmakers will listen. The problem right now is the voice of the gun lobby is louder than that of the average citizen.
And I think to build off what Kathy just said, so what the average person can do is there's small efforts which could start with having conversations within your community and network, with your neighbors, with your family members, with other gun owners about how we as a community need to take more action to ensure that we're protecting each other, protecting our neighbors and our friends and our family. But it's also then, as citizens, to make sure as a constituent that you're letting your local representatives, starting with those who represent your town, letting them know where you stand on this and that you need them to serve as your voice to pass common sense gun laws and that they have your support when they go to bat.
Exactly.
Issa, you make a great point, too. I mean, it's startling to me the fact that the majority of Americans agree on these basic things: expanded background checks, limits or all-out bans on assault rifles, the limits or bans on these magazines that are high capacity. There's, if some surveys, 70-80% agreement on this, and yet our politicians are afraid to step forward. Is it because of losing the vote, or is it more about losing the money?
I'm not going to speculate on that, but I think they're both certainly good theories.
I was going to second that. I think it is both. It's out of fear and uncertainty. Fear of losing support, fear of true leadership and breaking away and being one of the first to do so, to stand strongly for an opinion, fear of losing constituents. And so that's why I think it, you know, the one thing that an individual can control is their action. And that action is letting your support and strong position on the need to do something, that we need to increase common sense gun laws in this state. And that's not taking guns away. That is making sure that we are being responsible and that we are making sure that they do not hand, or they either do not fall into the wrong hands, or they do not remain in the hands of those who we know have proven and shown signs to potentially cause a significant risk to our society, and that's our communities, our neighbors, our friends, our family, and our children.
We're talking with Issa Conroy Morton, Kathleen McFadden of Moms Demand Action. Kathleen, let me ask you this, because we also want to focus on the victims. This is new to us here in the state of Maine, but your organization nationwide has been dealing with this far too much. What can we do to help our friends and neighbors process this and deal with the grief and the shock and the fear?
Well, thank you for asking. There are so many resources out there. You know, take care of yourself first. We can't make change if we're living in a state of fear and grief. Self-care is huge. Call your local mental health. Dial 211 in Maine.
So there's that number. I mean, there's the 211, which is free and confidential information for the whole area that anyone can call within the state. There's also a warm line that's available from anywhere in Maine, and that's 866-771-WARM, W-A-R-M, where people can get mental health services. And then there's also the Maine crisis line. So, I mean, there are resources for those within the community, and I think part of it is, again, I appreciate you inviting us to speak about this tragic topic today, making sure that we're not complacent and that we're talking about it.
I also want to mention, when people are ready, this is a time of grieving, but when people are ready, reach out to Moms Demand Action. We can give you support and help to move forward. The Everytown Survivor Network is also a huge support for anyone impacted by gun violence. So we have to take care of ourselves first and then move to action.
Well, I want to thank you both for making time to talk with us on this difficult day this afternoon. I appreciate the work you and the organization are doing, and we wish you luck going forward in this in your efforts to make it a safer Maine and a safer country. Thank you both once again.
Thank you for having us.
That is Kathleen McFadden, Issa Conroy Morton. Their organization is Moms Demand Action for Gun Safety in America. Seems like common sense to me. 12 minutes after 5 o'clock here on Downtown.